Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest. He's the columnist for Yahoo Finance, author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. He's our good friend, Rick. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Rick's helping us understand this recent article he wrote, which he reported, on some research on why companies are getting older and fatter because there are not as many startups. We were talking in the previous segment, Rick, about how counterintuitive it seems that the startup, the new business development, has been going on since the 90s, if I understood what you said correctly, if I see it here correctly, when most of us would say, well, that can't be right. Look at all the startups in the 90s. Look at all the startups in the last decade.
Not only that, entrepreneurship is really popular. I mean, Steve Jobs was sort of the model businessman. Everybody wants to be Steve Jobs. You know, started this company against all odds and then revived it, you know, years later. We've got this show Shark Tank, which is all about people starting businesses. That's a surprise hit. All kinds of things indicate that we love the idea of entrepreneurship.
But that's celebrity startup. That's not what it's like in the real world. Neither one of those are real world.
Well, the people who go on are not celebrities. The people who are trying to get some help there. They are actually real. People trying to start real businesses. But what I'm saying about that show, Jim, is it's an unlikely TV hit. I mean, people to watch this, you know, this idea of people competing to get their company funded.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship.
But the thing that I try to point out to people is that that's not the way most people start small businesses. The reason I say that is most people don't want to get funded like that. They don't want to get investors to fund them. In fact, I'm writing an article on this right now. Most people don't want to have partners. They don't want venture capital funding. And so that's the reason I say it. I don't think that show really does a service to the truth about what's really happening in the marketplace. But you're right. It is interesting. But I think it's only interesting from a voyeuristic standpoint. I'm not sure it contributes to entrepreneurial growth.
I'm not sure people are sitting down taking notes about how to start a company.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we love companies like Twitter and Facebook. The idea that these guys just start, you know, they have an idea, they get a company started. I mean, we write about them in the media incessantly. Yeah. The stock market loves these companies when they go public. And yet we're not doing it very much. I mean, so, yeah, this is the paradigm.
But I still think those guys are outliers. I think that they're in a class of their own. There's still millions of small businesses out there that don't want to be like Zuckerberg, or they don't want to be like Steve Jobs. They just want to have their own little world, want to run their own business, grow their own little business. But the thing that is happening though, Rick, is the part about the old part. I agree with that too, but I also think that companies, if they're not fat, they have the ability to be fatter than they used to, and here's why. And it's partially because of the report, and that is that because there are fewer startups, there's less price disruption. When a startup enters the marketplace, if you're in podunk America, and you have a big piece of the pie of a particular industry in that little town, and somebody else comes in and starts one up down the block from you, they're going to disrupt your price structure, even though they may not survive. Maybe they may use up all their money, all their credit, all their savings in 9 months. when they're out of business, they've still disrupted the price structure. If fewer of that is things like that's happening, then companies should be able to raise their margins, increase their margins, and become a little fatter. And go ahead.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's exactly what is happening. And, you know, the problem is larger companies are not the one, you know, once you've grown a lot, you know, your growth rate slows. And, you know, a lot of times as you get larger and larger, sometimes you don't grow by increasing your business or innovating, which is the thing we really need. You grow by merging with other companies. And, you know, you don't necessarily create jobs. I mean, when you do that, sometimes you eliminate jobs. So that's why big companies don't create jobs, and they're not usually the innovators in the economy. So this is why this is a problem for everybody. I mean, you know, we need this economic dynamism that comes with a really vigorous rate of new company startups.
Well, there's no question about it. And here's another thing that that some of my other friends who do global research on this, Babson College, the London School of Business, George Mason University, my friend Zoltan Ach and others have done work on this, and they've demonstrated that entrepreneurship, not the old fat companies, but entrepreneurship makes a direct connection to economic growth in countries.
I'm sure it does, absolutely.
And they differentiate between established companies impacting growth and entrepreneurship impacting growth.
Yeah, we need it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we need it around the world. But so when we come back, I want to talk about how what all this means to you in your small business. We'll do that after these messages. Rick Newman is our guest. Yahoo Finance, what is it? Finance.yahoo.com, right, Rick?
That's it, yep.
Finance.yahoo.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.